Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay, people, that need to stop. Really need to stop. And what I'm talking about here, I'm talking about social abuse to black player in the Premier League. We've seen what's happening right now on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, people going on those social media and pretty much basically, you know, making some racist comment towards those players, and that need to stop. Now, most people now, even kick out racism group and all that, they all calling social media to find out who are those people, and that need to be done. We understand that they have the power to make that happen, and I like the fact that the pressure is on now on those social media company. But I'm gonna go further, people, and say this: the racism in terms of football, we've seen that hasn't started with Twitter and social media. That thing started a long way back. You know, before the pandemic, we knew everything, things like that was happening, you know, on the ground. And I'm calling not only the club, I'm calling also the Sky Sport, the BT Sport, all those guys who had equipment, I'm talking about a camera, to pick those people, because at some point, fans will be back on there. So we've seen that on TV. And really, at the highest level, the change need to happen. Because really, when you really want to stop make something, you want to stop things like that, you can't. Those people have power. But you got to ask yourself why. It's been years and years, so many years now, we still talk about the same thing. But it's no change. No change at all. It seems to be like, okay, we're always going to change group. You know, there's a new group coming out, you know, kick out racism, and then they change the name. It doesn't matter. Now we're doing the kneel. That work. Maybe that work. You know, we saw the George Floyd dying on TV in front of everybody and march around the world with white people also coming out and talking about that. That was a big change. That was a big change. But guess what? Still, we see some racist comment towards black player in the Premier League. That's not on. And I understand the social media company need to do that. But I like to see clubs. At the club level, they need to do a little bit more too. Especially when fans come back, you need to find all those people. Anybody making monkey chant or any racist comment or anything like that, once you pick them on TV, they need to be arrested on the spot. On the spot. And the government need to legislate that. You know, put some power out there just to make sure they can hammer those people. Because that's wrong. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about women too. Women who play football. All that abuse at social level, that's not... I mean, this is unbelievable. We have the technology now to find all that. See what's happening right now, the way we're doing with the VAR. Right? When we're not sure about what we do, we go back and check that monitor. Why don't we do the same thing? We can use VAR. You know, once the fans are back, we can use VAR to find out who's doing... You know, who's making all those racist comments? We have to find them and arrest all those people. Those are the change. On the social media side, they can do that. We know they can do that. They just don't want to do that. That's it. But now that we see the pressure, that's a good thing. Hopefully, something will change there. But that's unbelievable. And that's coming from fans sometimes. Coming from fans. Going after their own player, black player. Because they don't care. All they care about is win and win and win. You can have, and again, for most fans, and I tell you that most fans, they have their own opinion. They go on Twitter and say what they don't like about the player. But there's always a couple of idiots out there making some racist comment or making picture about a player, you know, that take it to the next level. And that's wrong. And that's something that the government need to stamp out and talk about that with the social media company. But I want to see the Sky Sport. I want to see the BT Sport. I want to see all those big networks also involved there. I've seen what Sky Sport is doing right now. They do a great job. But at the same time, once those fans are back, we want to see more. We want to see more action. I don't want to hear anymore like education. No, we need to educate those people. What? No, there's no more time for education. Those people, some of those people, you know, are more, talk about 30, 40 year old people. Those guys are old. it's not, those are not kids. Yeah, if it's one or two kids, yeah, education start. But at some point, people, we need to stop talking about education. We need to go through action now. That's action. That's all we need to do now. We need to show that we really want to stamp this out completely. We need to do that. It's easy. We got camera everywhere. In social media site, they've got, I mean, they should be able to use some ID, identification. You can't use some funny names, you know, no picture, so that we don't know exactly who you're talking to. If you want to say something, you got to put your picture there. We got to know who you are. As a man, that's how you, yeah, that's what we want to see. If really you can talk like that, let's do that. You can't have that. You have to find those perpetrators. You have to find those people. And again, I understand exactly what people are talking about going to social media. But as far as I'm concerned, people, it starts from at club level. They have to be able to ban those people. You know, because we've seen that before the pandemic. We've seen that that was already in the ground. We've seen some fans doing that to their own player. There was no action. Sometimes they act like there was something going on, but really, there was no much action. You have to be able to stamp it out. You have to be able to put your hands there and say, stop it. Put people to jail. Let everybody know that you do that, this is where you're going. 10, 15 years, you go out. Yes, that's the way. That's just the way. Because it's easy to hide behind the keyboard and say some funny stuff. But once you find you, it will give you a massive penalty. Then yes, people will think twice before making any more comments, either on TV or on social media. But I'm, to be honest, I'm so proud of those young boys, talking about a black player or the woman, because yes, you know, this is something that happened on a day to day, and I don't want those guys to leave the social media because some idiot, you know, say some funny stuff like that. Or making some racist comment. You should not leave the social media. You have to stay there. You have to fight that. All together. And now we have a lot of group fighting. We have a lot of people around. And a lot of pressure that going through now through the government. And hopefully something will change at some point. Okay, people. That's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on the Slick Talk Show. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.